Hello.
Hi, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
Hi, dear ma'am. Good, good. How are you doing yourself?
Good, thank you. Just a quick reminder, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
So,
so do you understand you're asking to cancel your Google Ads? Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to go. I need to cancel them for now because I got some merge stuff that came up and I just can't afford them right now at the moment.
Okay, understood. Let me take a look at how much. All right, so you had $900 on Google Ads coming up and $100 on Facebook Ads. So we're just going to cancel the $900 in Google Ads? Is that what you want?
Yeah, just the $900 is fine.
Okay. All right, well, keep in mind, we can always enable it again when you're ready for it, okay?
Okay. Another question I had, what is my payment going to come out to now that I took that off?
Sure.
Is it just y'all's fee?
Okay.
Or?
So the payment will be total of $299. It would be $199 for our basic cost and $100 for Facebook ads, if you're keeping
okay.
the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Then
it
would be
$299. Okay, $299. And then your service, is it for the website design, or what is the service for?
Oh,
that I have to do?
Okay, so the main part of our service, the website is just included in the service. The
mm-hmm.
the main part of it is to have your business found on Google searches. So we're managing your Google business profile. That is
okay.
the main part of that. And the website's just included.
Okay, no, it doesn't include, okay. Because I tried looking for my website earlier, not the website, but I went on there and I just searched for the carpet cleaners in San Antonio, but for some reason it's still not coming out on the first page. But that's something y'all were going to be working on the first page for that?
Yes, and let me just take a look at that, okay?
And for some reason, I had like two of them come up, but one of them's an old one.
I'm just going to double check the Google listing real quick and
okay.
then I also want to if you're seeing two of them, we're going to need to get rid of the duplicate. So that could be affecting it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because one of them, I looked at it and it didn't come up on the first page. And actually, the one that came on the first, not the first, because way in the bottom was the one that's not nothing. It just shows a picture of my truck, a picture of my personal car. And then I have like no reviews on that one.
Right.
And
you got 126 reviews. So we definitely want
yeah.
that coming up. Okay, so give me a moment. I'm just going to see if I identify the duplicate. And Tonya, okay, I see it. And just a moment more as I'm going to look at some details and see if I have any questions for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so for starters, I'm going to point out the duplicate to have them get rid of that. And then what I want to look at is the areas that we have your Google on your Google listing. Just double check that. Why? Okay,
yeah,
a lot of areas listed, but you're based in San Antonio, right?
Yes.
When Google listings aren't doing very well, now,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that they will suggest is cutting down these service areas down to, like, your Google listing that has a lot of them listed. And, you know, I'm only searching San Antonio, assuming that's the first place you should be showing if that's where you
yeah.
were when you got verified, right?
Yeah.
And so makes more sense here, especially one of these is a county. It makes more sense to try to use about 5 cities that are within 30 minutes of you and try to get your ranking up that way. You know, if you're doing well that way, you know, yeah, you could start adding some more in. But obviously we have all these and you're not doing well, so it makes more sense to narrow it down.
You're saying what is like the services or what is it, too many?
No, service areas. I'm going to read to you what's listed here, okay?
Okay.
Alamo Heights, Balcones Heights, Bexar County, Bourne, Castle Hills, Comfort, Cross Mountain, Fair Oaks Ranch, Leon Valley, Olmos Park, San Antonio, Chauvineau Park, and Windcrest. And so I'm going to send it. You may service all those areas, but when I send it to my team, either way I'm sending it to my team to tell them, you know, hey, he's not ranking, and we have this duplicate to get rid of. And so they're going to work on it, but they always are going to come back and make this suggestion that I'm making to you. So I'm just giving it to you first to see if you want to make any adjustments.
Yeah, we could definitely take some of them.
Okay. The best thing to keep, in my opinion, is our company's opinion, is a few that are within 30 minutes of you. And maybe that's all of them. I don't know, because San Antonio is big by itself, right?
Yeah.
So name me 4 others of the most important to you. Let's start with that.
So we can keep that Bernie. What other one did you say was on there?
Okay, that's the Bourne, right?
Yeah, we should keep that one. And then the Fair Oaks is another good one that's close by.
Fair Oaks Ranch, okay.
Windcrest, we could take that one off.
Okay. Do you want me to name some of the others there?
Yeah, we can name some of the other ones.
Alamo Heights.
Alamo Heights, I really don't. You could take that one off in Alamo Heights.
Okay. Balcones Heights.
You could take that one off as well. It's not really good zip code there.
Okay. Castle Hills.
Castle Hills, you could, we could remove that one as well.
Okay. Comfort.
Comfort, we could remove it. It's too far.
Cross Mountain.
Yeah, I have no idea where that's at, so we could remove that one.
All right. Leon Valley.
Leon Valley, you can leave that one.
Leave it, right?
Yes.
Keep it. Okay.
Yeah, we can keep that one.
And Olmos Park. Olmos Park.
We could leave that one.
Okay. One moment. Okay, and then Chauvineau Park.
We could leave that one.
Okay, so we've got.
If it's too much, we could take out one of them.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. How many do we have now?
Not really too much. What it left us with is, including San Antonio, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 total. That's okay. I'll read them back to you.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to take one off.
Yeah. San Antonio, Bourne, Fair Oaks Ranch, Leon Valley, Olmos Park, and Chauvineau Park.
Okay. That Olmos Park, we could remove that one.
Okay. So now you have 5. So we're going to do a combination of things. This is one of them. We're going to work on getting rid of the duplicate. I'm going to have our team look for anything else that they can do. And, yeah, you should be up there. And let's see.
And then I'll go ahead and kick out that Facebook ad because I really don't need it because I'm running 4 campaigns. And I'm spending like $40 on each campaign a day. So it's going to be worth this. Yeah,
okay.
It's like one.
Okay.
Like, I'll stay with the minimum, and then if I could work on that, see what kind of ranking we could be on that.
You got it. Okay. So your monthly bill will be $199.
Okay, and then one question I had before I let you go.
I won't be getting
like when it says here that I have a lead. I won't be getting that no more because I was with the Google Ads, or that's just because they found me on my website.
No, you'll still get those if they called you for any reason through your call tracking, or if they use the contact form on your website.
Okay, because here I would get a text from you that said, we're forwarding you a new lead from your website. Please contact this person.
Right. So, you know, they may have found you through the ad and then got to the website, but you will still get those anytime somebody goes on the website and fills it out or finds you and calls your call tracking number.
Oh, okay, perfect. That'll work. Sounds good. And then, I said, whenever I'm ready, then I'll look into getting those ads back on there.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, we'll start with this and just let us know anytime.
Okay. So the ads will stop because I know we do them when they come in on the 9th, right?
Right. You're not going to get billed this night coming up. It's only going to bill $199.
Perfect. And do I have any Google Ads remaining?
About $93.
Okay, so which is that's still going to go on there?
That'll
still
going to
go live?
It'll still run.
That'll work. Perfect. That was my next question. Sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Sergio. Well, give us a call back when you're ready. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Bye-bye.